But in this case, I suspect the jurors knew LeJudas did not have a case. Not today. The truth was not going to be found, not with evidence this stale and tainted, not after everything that had happened. It had been over a year already, over 12 months since the body of a 14-year-old boy was found in the woods with three stab wounds arranged in a line across the chest as if he'd been forked with a trident. But it was not the time so much. It was everything else. Too late, and the grand jury knew it. I knew it too. Only LeJudas was undeterred. He pursed his lips in that odd way of his. He reviewed his notes on a yellow legal pad, considered his next question. He was doing just what I'd taught him. The voice in his head was mine. Never mind how weak your case is. Stick to the system. Play the game the same way it's been played the last 500-odd years. Use the same gutter tactic that has always governed cross-examination. Lure, trap, fuck. He said, "Do you recall when you first heard about the Rifkin boys' murder?" "Yes." "Describe it." "I got a call, I think first from CPAC, that's the state police. Then two more came in right away, one from the Newton police, one from the duty DA. I may have the order wrong, but basically the phone started ringing off the hook." "When was this?" "Thursday, April 12, 2007, around 9 a.m., right after the body was discovered." "Why were you called?" "I was the first assistant. I was notified of every murder in the county. It was standard procedure." "But you did not keep every case, did you? You did not personally investigate and try every homicide that came in?" "No, of course not. I didn't have that kind of time. I kept very few homicides. Most I assigned to other ADAs." "But this one you kept?" "Yes." "Did you decide immediately that you were going to keep it for yourself, or did you only decide that later?" "I decided almost immediately." "Why? Why did you want this case in particular?" "I had an understanding with the district attorney, Lynn Canavan. Certain cases I would try personally." "What sort of cases?" "High priority cases." "Why you?" "I was the senior trial lawyer in the office. She wanted to be sure that important cases were handled properly.